Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 168. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey.
And, well, I got myself an AMC A-list pass.
Nice.
So, I actually saw some movies in the theaters this last week. And you did too. We saw some of the same movies. We're actually going to start off with the latest big release in theaters, and that is the new Purge film, the fourth Purge film, called The First Purge. It's a prequel to the whole series. This one we're like seeing how like everything got started. Basically, it was like an experiment at first from this new political party that had gained power in the United States, and they, the first year they just kind of like walled off Staten Island, and they're like, do the purge. And so that's what we get to see, is that first experiment to see how it goes. I think these movies have kind of fallen into a mold. I think a lot of people have said that they've gotten better with time. I think they've kind of gotten worse. I don't know.
I agree with that.
You agree with that they've gotten worse?
Yeah.
I think they peaked with two for me. I liked part two the best.
Okay. I think I still enjoy like the home invasion aspect the first one. I like the second, but the second becomes more of like a horror action movie.
And that's kind of the path that this went down.
Yes, since the first one, which was like a home invasion type horror film,
like Strangers type thing with a dystopian twist,
Yeah, it was like set in this world where this happens, but since then it's definitely gone down this action horror, line, and it continues that with the first Purge.
Yeah, it's like really, whether you like it or not, the series has kind of found its groove.
Yeah.
And it's like this kind of trashy, whatever the opposite of subtle, like very blunt.
Yeah.
Kind of action horror series, I'd say almost more action than the horror. I don't know. It's like, low budget action film.
I mean, the horror basically comes in from like the idea that this even happens, that this could be something that happens. Outside of that, it's more of like survive 12 hours at night in some dark environments.
Yeah. And I don't know. I thought this one was like, okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
I
love it.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. I didn't love it either. But I liked it a little more than three, I think.
I think so too.
We set the stage that this is the first Purge, but it basically follows like three characters. This guy, Dimitri, who is, he's like a crime lord on Staten Island. He runs drugs and guns and his ex-girlfriend Nia, who is now a political activist, and her brother Isaiah, who is kind of caught like in the middle. Like he's looking for a way out of the plight of poverty, and these films are very blunt and overt, their political messaging, and there is no like middle ground for where Isaiah is, and he kind of just turns to slinging drugs on the corner, and as an easy way out. So that's how
he's like your regular kid in this. Like he's like a regular 16-year-old kid who's like getting sucked up into things. Just because he doesn't know what else to do.
Right.
His sister's the activist who's like against this whole idea of the purge. And then there's that other guy.
Yeah, and Dimitri is more this like, he's very much about family, but basically his own. Like, he takes care of his friends and those around him, but he's mostly out for himself and keeping that down. There is character progression for him over the course of the film, and I actually enjoyed him.
Yeah, I kind of liked this guy as it went on. He's kind of a badass.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of crazy about it is, like, I don't know if they ever explain it, but this dude is like fucking Rambo at the end of the film.
The one part where he just gets out and just kills like fucking five people after he really got killed. Yeah. I was like, okay.
It's like,
I guess he's got skills.
Crazy. Like, but it's fun because he's an enjoyable, like, the guy has definite personality and he's captivating on screen. But that's it. Like, it, you know, they follow these three around during the purge, this first purge, and you know, there's some political nonsense going on where it's set up as an experiment with a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Played by Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. You know, she's like kind of set up this social experiment and got in this political party that is empowered to embrace the idea. And those people, particularly the chief of staff, who has kind of made this his platform to die on, he is like he's brought in outsiders, which I guess we know from the third purge that, like,
I mean,
this is something that happens.
Well, I know that we know at the very least that. I had a sense going into this one, like, why the government set up the purge. You know, overpopulation, we got to get rid of these poor people, you know, they're taking away from our money, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's the idea of it. And I don't remember if that stuff was in the third one. I honestly don't remember. I have not seen the third one since, what, 2 years ago when we saw it in the theater. Like, but that is one thing, you know, and this is kind of a spoiler. So, but it's not a huge spoiler if you're a fan of the series. So, listen or don't listen. But I like the idea in this that the purge is super manufactured.
Oh yeah,
like not only is the government saying, like, hey, you can do whatever you want, but I love the idea that when people are allowed to do whatever they want, they just, like, all right, let's fucking have like a rave and have, do some drugs, like,
right, like. You know, let's,
like, normal ass shit.
Maybe we steal a couple things and like the first actual purge.
Nothing's happening.
The first actual event of this purge is this dude. He rolls up on an ATM machine outside like a liquor store.
Yeah,
and he, with a crowbar, he just starts like trying to get his money out of it. And he ends up getting killed, but. It's like, that's kind of what people gravitated towards, is like stuff like that. Like, I'm going to get my money, or I'm going to do this, or we're going to like just have a big party and lots of parties, lots of things going on. And it turns out that the government has been filtering people into Staten Island, like white nationalists and militants and like all sorts of to cause mayhem and make the purge seem to be a success.
Well, and they don't even, like, that's kind of like their backup. Like, they kind of assumed that all these people would just, all right,
yeah,
we'll kill each other.
Yeah, and
they're nothing, not because nothing, they're
like
people.
After 6 hours, like 6 hours into it, and they're like, well, like, why aren't things going on?
Yeah, so like. I like that. Like, and I, like, I've always thought that this is like a world with potential.
Yeah.
Like, ever since the first one. And I like some of the ideas behind it. I always find, like, the little broadcasting that they do at the beginning, like the emergency broadcasting that comes up, like, this is not a test. This is the beginning. I always thought, like, that was cool. Like, and I always, like, kind of dug that about this world. But it's like, I've just come to accept now at this point that, like, these movies are never going to quite be as amazing as I want them to be. Like, they just kind of have fallen into a certain pattern, like a certain formula, you know?
Yeah. Then they're never going to reach, like, you know, they'll have their very overt political messaging, but they're never going to reach out and have much more than just, you know, kind of poking at
very surface. Yeah.
And, like, Good.
No, I thought maybe there was a chance with this one, because one, their marketing with this early on was very smart. Like, the original poster they revealed was just like a MAGA hat, but it just says the first Purge on it. I mean, that alone, like, it just, you know, evokes things in your imagination. You're like, oh shit, they're gonna fucking go after Trump, and they kind of do. Like, there's like real, like, again, like you said, it's like surface jabs.
Yeah,
like I want to see you fucking stab that motherfucker in the gut. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, go hard at him. Like,
yeah, like
go hard at that area of politics that this country very much seems to be heading towards.
Like, they're just using it as a plaything here, like as a world to play around in. And I'm like, dude, I want this film to feel urgent. Like, I want it to feel like it, like we needed this movie, and it's saying something about this. But it's just kind of. Yeah, poking it for fun.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, there's a pussy grabbing joke in it.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's okay. Yeah, it's a reference.
And there's some very like provocative imagery, like there's a baseball field
with a cop. Yeah,
yeah, with these cops like surrounding a.
But then I'm like, show me this story. Like, why?
Yeah. Like it's just,
why was imagery. That like a 5 second like cutaway to, like
like we don't get anything from that. It's not like. Like it then like it's just imagery that they throw up on screen to be like, look, isn't this provocative? Isn't this?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, really, it's just a fucking like, it's just Judgment Night or like whatever. Like, if you remember that Dennis Leary movie. Yeah,
yep.
It's just that. Like, it's just this survival movie that, you know, in the last three movies they've set up the hero as like some badass killer Rambo dude, and you know, to be fair, the guy has charisma in this, and you like him, and the kills are cool, and but it's like such wasted potential.
yeah, and I do think like the last like 15 minutes or so are pretty like cool, like
yeah,
kinda, like all happening in this like Project Tower with these fucking Nazis running through it, like. Crazy, like, I think, you know, very, as always with the series, like, cool, like, imagery with the costumes and shit, like, in the masks.
Oh, yeah, like, that is maybe the best aspect of it, like.
Of, like, the whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, the people that put these, like, crazy elaborate costumes on and then go and do these, like, devious things.
Yeah, it was entertaining enough, I'm going to be super generous to it, I think, and just say, you know, if you like the series, this is, I think it's about on par with 3, maybe a little bit better, because there's a little bit more interesting stuff to it, but, like, it's kind of in that same mold.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it 3 stars.
That's where I'm at, too. I think it's deserving of 3. It's a perfectly fine and fun, like, summer action movie. But for a series that has such a great concept, it just seems like missed potential. Like, again, every time we talk about these movies, like, that's where we come back. Just, they seem to know, they know how to poke the buttons, but they don't know how to go anything further.
Do than anything scratch. Yeah. I don't know. It could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of could have been worse, and this is going to be an interesting discussion, I think, but another recent film in theaters that we both got to go see was Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. This is the 5th Jurassic Park movie, the 2nd in this like soft reboot, which started with Jurassic World in, I want to say, 2015.
Yes.
I have gone on record, and I will still go on record, as liking Jurassic World. I know people hate it, but I like that movie.
Me too.
You know what I like about it is because it delivered what I wanted out of a Jurassic Park movie, which was, look at this awesome theme park. Like, look at this, like, you know, kind of like Disney World. Like, if Disney did a theme park like this, like, this is what it would be. And, like, look at how cool it could be. Like, it's the first one, like, that one is the first one where you actually get to spend time in an operational, like operational Jurassic Park, right? Yep. And then let's watch it all fall apart. And in that one, in the second half of Jurassic World, and you know, I have not seen it since I saw it in the theater, but I remember lots of chaos. I remember people getting picked up off the ground by the fucking pterodactyls and shit. And just kind of a lot of fun. Like, yeah, and yes, it, there were things that were bad about it for sure. I'm not saying it's an amazing movie, but it gave me kind of what I wanted out of it. I had a good time. This newest one, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, the follow-up to that, does not give me the things I want out of it. It just gives me none of that, basically. Well, kind of does for the first half. And then the second half becomes a completely other movie that I didn't want and didn't enjoy. So, where am I wrong here? I think this movie is one of the worst movies of the year, I think.
I don't know. Maybe I've seen worse movies this year.
You probably but, have.
It's not good. let's get that straight out of the way. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is a bad movie. Yeah, it's pretty low on my list of films. So. it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's really, really dumb, which on one level is fine because Jurassic World is kind of dumb too. Like, but it's dumb fun. This isn't fun. Nothing about this is fun. It's stupid and boring and not what you want. Like, who wants to see dinosaurs running around a mansion?
Well, first off, yeah, like, that's a weird thing. So this movie takes us away, you know, kind of spoilers, I guess, but it's half the movie. Takes us away from Jurassic Park, and half the time we're in a mansion. And huge chunk of the time, I'd say the dinosaurs are in cages.
Yeah.
So, like, again, that's like, and I remember I was like reading your review, and you were kind of like, this kind of gives you all, like, this is the gist I got out of your review. Maybe I'm wrong, but like, you're like, it kind of gives you like the things you want out of this movie, but it's just so like poor on a script design level, and like it's just so stupid. Like, even worse, but I'm like, to me, it didn't give me the things I wanted at all. It didn't even give me that. Like, yes, there's a little bit of dinosaurs eating people and shit, but it's like, it's not in the park. It's not fun.
That I think is the biggest issue, and it's an issue that I have with Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World as well. Although 90% of that movie actually takes place in the park. But where it really gets stupid and falls apart is when they bring the dinosaurs home, and it's even that at least gave you a little bit of like the Godzilla aspect of it.
And it was only like the tail end of that movie.
Right. And this one is like half of it takes place.
Yeah. It's split down the middle. It really is.
So it's, and like, there's this pretty badass like new Velociraptor that they've created. Which is just stupid to begin with, but...
And it's just doing the same thing from the last one. Oh,
We genetically modified a dinosaur, and we've created a super dinosaur. And now we've created a super, super duper dinosaur.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, it's where I think Jurassic Park, the original movie, and even Jurassic World to an extent, thrives is when they are when shit is going crazy and they're out in the jungle and you don't see the dinosaurs but you know they're there, and at any moment they could jump out and attack or but here it's like you either see them because they're in a cage or they're chasing you through hallways, and that's not fun. Like, there's no suspense to it. It's like, hey, if that dinosaur gets you, he's going to fuck you up. Like,
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, I had a hard time getting into it, like, right off the bat. Like, we didn't even cover what the premise of this thing is.
Yeah, so let's do that.
Like, yeah, all right, so, like, the idea behind this one is, you know, they abandoned the park after the last one, after shit fell apart. The dinosaurs are still on the island, living there. But now there is an active volcano, and if we don't do something, all the dinosaurs are going to die. And I'm like, and so what? Like, who? Why do we have to go back to save them? Why? They were gone to begin with. We made them. Let them
Right.
die.
Well, I mean, on one level, I can see like where, and I don't necessarily agree with Bryce Dallas Howard's character, being the kind of go to for this.
Yeah, Allison, that's what she's into now.
Like,
okay.
Now she's into like dinosaur conservation, but I can see there being like a group of people like, hey, you know, we fucked up and we brought them back, but we should.
And everyone like, would laugh at them.
Sure. And I mean, and to a degree, everyone is laughing at Bryce Dallas Howard's like group.
The dude says it's stupid. Like, she comes to Chris Pratt's character. I can't remember his name. Owen?
Yes.
So she comes to him to like rope him into this mission to go like save these dinosaurs. And he's like, yeah, no, not a good idea. She's like, what do you do? Just let him die? He's like, yeah. And that's totally like what every sane person in the audience reaction is like, yeah, I guess it sucks for them. But they were made in the lab and we can make more if we really want to, but
that's where like the spinner, like, it's not even that they didn't work out this time. They've never worked out any time.
Yeah,
they've tried
like they didn't work out the original time,
right?
When it was just nature.
Well, I mean, it didn't work out then, and then you know, Hammond did it with Jurassic Park because Jurassic World is still in that universe. Like it takes place after Jurassic Park, and Jurassic Park was a failure. It fucked up before that park even opened. And then Jurassic World opens.
Well, that's what makes Jurassic World preposterous too. Like that they would even try to do it.
Right. Again. Like somebody's like, hey, we're gonna do it better. Like
but I'm willing to like suspend my disbelief for
sure.
This. Well, I'm not willing
and,
to suspend
and
my
on
disbelief
some
for
level you could be like, hey, if somebody has enough money and they see an opportunity to make more money, they'll do stupid things like this. Like they would bring dinosaurs back and open another park if they thought they could do it. But yeah, it's like, why not just, if you want to make more dinosaurs, make more dinosaurs. You have the technology now. Like it couldn't have all been on that island.
Yeah, you know, and that's not even like, that's just the beginning of how stupid this movie gets. You know, without totally spoiling it, unless you want to, it gets way stupider. Like that is not even the real, like, you know, there's a secret behind all this, right? And then when you find out what the real reason they're there for is, like, it's even dumber. Like, way, way dumber, I think. And that leads to the second half of this movie, which I just feel, like, it just feels off. It's mostly boring. Like, that's a huge problem. And it's, you know, yeah, like you said, you want, in the jungle, crazy shit happening. Like, you know, the fear of dinosaurs coming. And here it's just like, the second half is in a mansion. You know, and there's individual moments that are okay, but like for the most part, it's a snooze fest, and it's really, really stupid. Like you're just like you're never. There was never a moment like I was sucked into the movie because the whole time I'm just like criticizing it in my head about like how dumb it is. Like, why would any of this like that wouldn't happen? I mean, I guess it would in some way, but like, what? Like, that's your idea for a movie is this? Like,
yeah, like. Look, we're gonna auction them off. Like,
yeah, spoilers. That's what they want to do. Sell to the highest bidder.
And okay. I mean, I think that's in the trailers. Like, I think that
they
showcase like that they're selling the dinosaur. Like, there's scenes from the auction in one of the trailers. So, like, I think like and Bryce Dallas Howard's character, like, you see that scene where she's like, they lied. It was all a lie. Like,
oh yeah.
Like
yeah. So
that's in there too. So like,
I think like when I, like my brain glazed over when I was watching the trailer, much like it did in the last 20 minutes of this movie, where I was just like my brain was protecting myself from it. Like, cause this is, that's so stupid. Like, yeah, I get rich people are eccentric and they like to buy weird shit like tigers and whatever, like, but it's just so unbelievably
like,
stupid.
Like 100 fucking dinosaurs?
Like, yeah, and like, hey, they like do this big demonstration for these fucks where it's like, hey, you could point a gun at them and with a laser sight And if you press like a certain button, like it like triggers a thing in the dinosaur that they'll attack where you're pointing at with the gun. And I'm like, you know that like a bullet also attacks where you point with the gun.
So
You don't need the $100 million dinosaur
I
to
saw
do
that
that.
with I saw that with your review, and the only thing I could think of is that one, you could set that up so it doesn't have to be on a gun. Like you wouldn't need it on a gun. It's just a laser pointer and a sound device.
Sure.
But like why wouldn't you just like if you want to cause mayhem, because that's what you'd be doing. Like if you're not
Just release a
sending
dinosaur.
right, like you're not releasing a dinosaur out to do like a stealthy assassination. Like this fucking thing is huge and it's gonna be known that it's there. Like so you just release a dinosaur out and like hey, have at it and maybe kill that guy too while you're at it.
Yeah, like that alone, that one thing alone, like, hey, you could point a laser sight and the dinosaur will attack the spot. It's just like, come on, guys. This is the best, like, this is a like huge multi-million dollar blockbuster, and the best spot you could come up with is you could point lasers, and that way, rich people would want to buy dinosaurs to fuck shit up,
But
doing God knows what.
it gets like compounding that it's so much stupider because so the whole purpose of this the reason they need Owen and the people that have been there before, the reason they need them to go back to the island is because they need to capture Blue, who is the velociraptor that Owen trained.
Yeah, because he's
Because
like, he's smarter or some shit. I forgot what the reasoning was.
yes, like he's Blue is a very, very smart velociraptor, and it's the only one of his kind that was able to be empathetic and all that other stuff. But really the reason that they want Blue is so that they can bring Blue back and have Blue be a mommy to the new super duper dinosaur.
Yeah, because there was some sort of weird reasoning to that that they try to explain. But yeah, it's just like none of this is what I want. Like, what are you? It, not only is it not what I want, it's like really fucking like offensively stupid and boring. Like, so
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say. I hated it. Like, I actively hated this movie while I was watching it. Like, I thought about walking out, and I'm like, you never walk out of a movie. Like, I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie, and I was like thinking about walking out of this movie because it was just like the last 20 minutes. I didn't care. I didn't care at all.
Well,
I, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
well, no, if you had walked out during that last 20 minutes, you would have missed the dumbest ending.
Yeah. Can we just spoil it? Because all right, here's what I'll do. I'll give my score, and then we're gonna spoil the very ending of Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. How's that? How about we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Like I said, like there are individual things in this, like individual scenes and like moments they do that are kind of okay. You know, and you do get to see dinosaur carnage. But that said, like I was just saying, I was actively hating the movie while I was watching it, so I can't give it higher than a one.
That's fair. I didn't hate it. I could definitely see where you would come at it from that angle, though. So I'm gonna give it a 2. It's really, really low on my list, though.
And now we're gonna talk about why the ending is really fucking dumb. So the good guys here, right?
Sure.
I mean, we're gonna say they're the good guys. Like our heroes decide that. Because the mansion that they're in is filling up with poisonous gas.
Yes.
And if they don't free the dinosaurs will die, which once again, to me, sounds like a solution to all problems. But instead, they decide they are going to fucking let the dinosaurs out and end the world. And that was the right decision because one of the humans with them, this little girl, is a clone. Which is a really stupid twist that comes in the third act that
And
nobody fucking gives a fuck about and they do nothing with.
They just throw it out there like she's a clone. Like,
okay.
Ooh.
That would have been an interesting movie. More interesting movie than this.
But they just throw it out there so that this ending can be like when everybody else is like, all right, well, I guess we let them die. And she's like, I'm going to press the button.
Yeah, she presses the button, lets the dinosaurs out, and she says, like, they're like me or something. So they must live.
So, you know what? Let's throw you into the fucking gassy chamber too, right? You fucking freak of nature.
And then, as like they're like, so like they're showing shots of the dinosaurs just like taking over the world and shit. They like intercut that with scenes from the beginning where they had, I think his name is Malcolm, the
Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, the scientist played by Jeff Goldblum. Where he's like giving this deposition, where he's like, yeah, it will no longer be a Jurassic Park. It will be a Jurassic World. I'm like, oh my God.
So can we cycle back just 1 second here? How many fucking dinosaurs did they get off this island? Like, and how big was this fucking mansion that there's.
Well, the dinosaurs will be doing lots of fucking out there. So, like, they'll multiply.
I guess.
I mean, there was like 20 but like, of them. Maybe they could do.
Well, no, but like they show that scene after she presses the button and like hordes of dinosaurs are just pouring out. Like, how many fucking dinosaurs? Like,
how does that work?
Like, is this fucking Resident Evil? Like the mansion in Resident Evil?
Like, you know what? Like, I did think of that at times. So I'm like, and that was part of me that was like, I guess I could see like it being cool to be like dinosaurs in a mansion. But this was not it. Like, it just sucked. Like, it was so boring. Like, maybe there is a way to do that and make it cool. And, like, Resident Evil, like, it did make me think of that. But, yeah, this just did not work.
I assume you did not stick around through the credits.
No, I didn't. For The Purge, though.
There's a scene after all the credits. That shows two like pterodactyls or like some sort of flying dinosaurs flying over Vegas, and like landing on the fake Eiffel Tower at the Paris Casino. It's like, all right, like, hey, if they're gonna go full stupid like dinosaurs destroying the world shit for whatever the finale of this trilogy is going to be, I'm down with that, but this wasn't good. This was honestly a bad setup to get to there.
Yeah, I like I said, I did not like it, but honestly, like, yeah, dinosaurs tearing up Vegas sounds pretty fun. So
yeah,
maybe I will be back for the next one. I guess there were a couple other things to touch on before we go. I'm not going to do a full review, but Chris, I did see Incredibles 2.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Good.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I probably would give it a 4. Everything it was trying to do worked for me. I thought it was a great time. I just, for me, it wasn't quite up there with like some of their like really emotional stuff like Coco. Like, it's just a fun time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did find it cool that like there was like a warning at the beginning that like this, if you are have, you know, photosensitivity, like there are scenes in this movie that will
they must possibly
give
that.
You a seizure. Oh, really? You didn't see that? Like
that was really? Not their opening weekend, no. Which is crazy because there
you know what I'm talking about then, though, right?
Yeah, there is that scene where I could definitely see why there should be a warning. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, like it's super intense, and it's kind of like neat though because it's like the villain's power. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I really really liked Incredibles 2. And even more than that, I loved the short Bow that plays before it. Like, I think that's one of their best shorts they've ever done. I was like, I was pretty much in tears the entire time because I just felt it coming with the music and everything. I'm like, oh, we're doing one of these beginning of up things where it's just going to be fucking devastating at the end. And it was. So, like, you know, devastatingly, like, happy. And I got, like, but yeah, it's just like, oh my God. It was so perfect. I loved it. So yeah, I really like that. And it's the one, unless you want to touch on it. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we go?
I mean, should we talk about Unsane before we
complete? Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking of. Yeah. You didn't like it.
I did not like it, no. Yeah.
Was it because you couldn't get past the fact that it was shot on an iPhone? Was it, like, distracting to you?
I mean, like, if I hadn't known that it was shot on an iPhone, I just would have thought it was a poorly shot film, I think. Like,
yeah. But, like, is that, like, was this technical quality of it, like, that part of it, what bugged you, or you thought it was just, like, a dumb story?
I didn't really get behind much of the film and the characters. I mean, it was, I just found it really dumb. Like, and it's a shame, because I was actually looking forward to that, but
I found it to be, like, a fairly standard thriller. Like, I didn't think it, yeah, I guess there's some things that are kind of dumb about it, but very much in the vein of, like, a lot of those movies, especially, like, in, like, the early 90s. It feels like something from that era, kind of. And I like the idea of this. I like the idea of someone being committed to a mental institution by, like, mistake, just because, like, they said a couple things and then they signed something and then they're like, oh shit. And they're, like, stuck there, you know?
Right.
And then I don't know if I love that, like, where it went with it totally. Like what is actually going on? I guess. I thought Joshua Leonard, it was cool to see him in a movie again. And, like, I didn't realize it was him.
Yeah, who was he? Was he the
bad guy?
Yeah, okay.
So, like, he was, you know, he's good. Josh from the Blair Witch Project. Like,
right.
Totally, I just did not recognize him at all.
He was actually
he was
effectively creepy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, there. Something about, like, aspects of it just didn't work for me at all. And, like, then they start piling shit on at the end. Like,
yeah.
Like, where it starts becoming way more complex than just this story about this crazy, not crazy lady.
Yeah.
I wish they had stuck with that instead of, like, oh, the hospital has actually been locking people up, like, against their will, and bad shit's been happening there, and, like, the one guy was actually, like, a reporter or something. And
yeah, it kind of, like, it throws little twists like that, like the one guy being a reporter, it, like, throws them out at you really quick.
Yeah.
Where, like, you could miss them. Another one is that, like, there was a thing bugging me through the whole movie where, spoilers, like, there's, like, a bad guy in the place. And, like, I'm like, how did he get in there? Like, how did he know to go work there? And because he wanted to mess with this girl, right?
Right, like, and immediately, too. Like,
but I'm just like, how does that work? And I guess, like, they, like, throw in there that he, like, killed somebody to, like,
yeah, like, he killed the original guy with that name.
Yeah, so at first I thought that body they found in the woods was her mom. So I was just like, I was, like, thrown off by it. Like, because it's just so many little twists near the end there are just, like, matter-of-factly kind of, like, tossed out and then tossed aside, and I'm just like, all right, do you guys care about this, or okay, I guess, yeah, I'm supposed to, like, keep along, like, follow along really quick and care here.
Yeah, like, and I think that, like, I didn't come away caring about any of, like, the weird side plot stuff that they kept throwing out, and it's, and then, like, that he becomes, like, this, not that he even becomes, that he was this crazy kind of, like, serial killer dude that, like, you know, killed, that was just, like, obsessed with her in a weird way, but I don't know. Like, the fact that he killed her mom, and or we assume that he killed her mom, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know if it had, I don't know. And I'm already, like, kind of forgetting parts of it, but I just came away, like, at the end of it, I was just like, ah, that was okay. Like, I it kept my attention. I wasn't mad at it like when I was watching Jurassic World. I was just like, it's all right, I guess. You know, I wasn't blown away by it or anything, but.
Yeah,
if you can't tell, I'm giving it a 3.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lower. I'm at a 2. It's certainly something.
It's something. It's fine. I think it's fine, but maybe if you're like Chris, you'll think it's worse. I think that what throw people off more than anything is it. You do feel that it's not shot on the best equipment. I don't know how else to say it.
Like, yeah, it's like poorly lit. And I think that probably just comes from the fact that the iPhone camera isn't equipped to film an actual film. Like,
yeah, like there's tools. I'm sure there's apps, and I'm sure, you know, this is Soderbergh just showing you that you can do it.
Like, yeah, like he did it, so anybody could do it. But
yeah, like it's, I don't think it's terrible looking at it as a movie, but like it just has that feel to it. Like it's shot on some sort of different camera. Like you could tell.
Yeah,
it's even not even the right like ratio on the screen as most movies would be. So, but I thought it was just like a fine, normal, standard thriller. I think that's it for me this week. I'm sure I saw a bunch of other stuff, but those were the big ones.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else worth talking about. So,
and for next week, I don't know.
Well, next week I will be on vacation. So
I'll be on vacation too. All right, we'll take a week off.
It'll be 2 weeks before, but I will definitely have Ant-Man and the Wasp. I will have seen that. So
I will probably have that simply because I can go see any movie now. So
it is literally the only movie playing.
Yeah,
where I am at, like they have one screen and that is it.
Yeah, so, oh, where you are on vacation?
Yeah.
I think it's like the only really, like, there's another movie coming out this weekend, but nowhere around me is getting it, so.
Yeah, I think we both actually really want to see that, but.
It was one of my, I was made a list for on Twitter, like, you know, my most anticipated movies, like, that was one of them. It's getting really good reviews, and. No, I think you said it's only like in like a handful. Like
it's so the movie we're talking about is Sorry to Bother You, but it is in 16 theaters this week. So
yeah, when it's in 16 theaters, don't call your release date July 6th. Like, just tell me when it actually.
Yeah,
like what the fuck, dude. But yeah, I really would really like to see that, but I'll probably get to go see Ant-Man because I'm going on vacation. I got the A-list thing, so I got nothing to do.
There you go.
A lot of days, and there's not a lot coming out, so I'll probably see Ant-Man. I'll probably actually see everything else in the theater, so you could probably be hearing me talk about Tag and whatever the hell else is hanging around.
Yeah, and by the time we come back and record, I will probably have seen Skyscraper as well.
Me too. That looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks like Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yes. I might make the drive to like a further theater to see that Mr. Rogers documentary.
Okay.
But I don't know. Well, you know, it's going to be a couple weeks before we come back. So it might be a packed episode.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back eventually.
Movie dudes. Do, 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 do.